Hey, Chevra, Parshas Gedoshim, I always think about and can't not talk about. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. The pasuk of Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. So much of our life, it's the foundation of our life. Ahavta Lecha Kamocha. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. But specifically the last two words. You know, we quote that pasuk all the time, but that's not the end of the pasuk. What's the last two words? Ani Hashem. What are those words doing here? Why are they at the end of that pasuk? Learning earlier in the week with Mahalik Talmud, Yudin Nafshi, Yudin Eitan Sokol. So we were learning... The Halakha Torah of Rabbi Yisrael Rizin. The Halakha Rizin are here in Kaddishin. And he asked this question, as all the Mefarshim asked this question. And he gave such a beautiful mashal. The Riziner said, imagine there are two friends that love each other tremendously. Mamish, Ava, on the highest of levels. But they live far away from each other. They hardly see each other, but they have such love. And unfortunately, one of the friends, the other friend finds out that there's a gzar din that he's going to be killed. That something happened and he's going to be killed. Ugh. So this other friend is mamish broken. And he comes and they're going to kill him. By the way, Barabim, that's what they used to do, right? Out in the streets, so that it would be a deterrent to others, right? And to show the power of the king. The king's killing this guy, because he stole an apple. I don't know, whatever it might be. So, Lamaisa, everyone's invited to watch the killing. So this friend from far away comes, and he's mamish broken and destroyed. And before they kill him, he runs up to like Yechesh, the general in charge. He says, it's not true. He didn't kill him. He didn't do the whatever offense it was. He can't be dead. I'm the one who did it. He wants to take it on his behalf. And now they're confused. What do they do? This other guy says he did it. He's taking responsibility. So maybe he should be killed. Now this guy, they don't know what to do. So they have to go back to the king. They call it off, say, wait, we'll come back. Now one of them's going to be killed, but they don't know which one. Or should they just kill both of them? But they have to go to the melech. So they go back to the melech, and they start. The melech looks at the friend. And he says to the first guy who's going to kill him, who he was supposed to kill, he says, did you do the offense? He says, no, I didn't do the offense. Of course not. And he says to the other guy, he says, did you do the offense? He says, no, I didn't do the offense either. But I know my friend so well. I know my friend so well. I know him better than I know myself. I know for sure he didn't do it. And I know he doesn't deserve to be killed. And I know that I can't watch him be killed. I'd rather take my life than watch him be killed. So I said that I did it, because I'd rather die than watch him. So the king turns back to the first guy. He says, okay, your friend wants to take your life. He doesn't want to watch you die, so we'll just kill him instead of you. He says, no, I can't either. I didn't do it, but I can't watch my friend be killed. Please kill me. So these two guys, who both claim they didn't do anything, but they're both wanting to be killed, because they'd rather be killed than have to watch their friend be killed. And the king looks at them and says, I'm pattering both of you. None of you can be killed. I've never seen such beautiful friendship. But I'm only going to patter the two of you if you promise me that I could be the third wheel. I want to be in such a friendship. The way that you care about each other, I want to be a part of this. I want in on this relationship. I want to be your friend as well. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. When we love each other like we love ourselves, when we love each other on the highest levels, when we care about each other, when we put each other above ourselves. Ani Hashem. Hashem says, Ani Hashem, I Hashem want to be with you. I want to be together with you. I want to be there. That's when I want to be with you. It's when you care about each other that I want to be a part of that as well. I'm the Melech who wants to be in that relationship. I want to be in that friendship. That's why it is. If you take the gematria of Ahavta L'Reichach Mocha Ani Hashem, it's gematria 907. Exactly gematria of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. It's Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. He wants that same love when you have Ahavta L'Reichach Mocha Ani Hashem. It's all one. And it happens to be exactly gematria as well of Zu Hachana L'Shvus. This is the ultimate Hachana L'Shvus. You want to know what the Hachana L'Shvus is? You know what Shvus is going to be? We're going to stand at our Sinai again. And that is Kabbalah Satorah, but it's not just Kabbalah Satorah. It's his kashrus to the Rebbeinu Shalom on the highest of levels. It's time when we heard the Rebbeinu Shalom speak to us and one with him. So we have to have kavod zeh during these days. We have to show and work on our derech eretz and our midos and care. And if we work on that, then we'll, through that, there'll be Ani Hashem, Ba'avta Hashem L'Kecha. And through that is the ultimate Zuachan L'Shvuas, will be Zoyche, it's the ultimate Yontiv of Kedusha, of Simcha and Bracha, that Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoyche, to love each other, to love Hashem. The Eivishter will feel the Matana of Kabbalah HaTorah in the highest of levels, and not just to be Makabal the Torah, Makabal the Shechina, the Gila Shechina, with the ultimate Gila Shechina, with the Gula Shleim, with Mishel Chakein, with Meherah, with Yemenu, and with Shem Ha'elig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
I shall be guided.